just like the city that stagger on the coastline in a nation. I just can't stand.
Good afternoon, Atlanta, and welcome back to Sisters-in-Law like News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Our very special guest, Hank Stewart, is on the line. Janice, tell us a little bit about Hank. Give him an introduction. He doesn't need one in Atlanta or anywhere else he goes, but he deserves one.
Well, it gives me great pleasure to talk about a young man that I've known now for nearly two decades. His outstanding characteristic is his caring about the community. Whether he knows you or not, Hank cares about the policies that shape and circumscribe our lives. And he doesn't just care about it or talk about it. He does something about it. Through his foundation, the Hank Stewart Foundation, he brings children to see experiences and enrich their lives along with their parents, to make sure they know what options are available to them. He doesn't do it once a year or twice a year, but monthly. Then he has a fantastic career day program where hundreds of black professionals that children might not see otherwise go to the high school and talk with them almost one-on-one about their careers and how they developed and what they can do and how they can help. He puts on one of the premier social events in Atlanta every year. But in addition to it being a big party where you're going to guarantee to be entertained and have a good time, he intertwines a message of hope, a message of endurance, a message of perseverance, a message of unity. We know it as White Linen. He also has his own television show. He writes poetry. He's an Emmy-winning poet. In demand, I run into Hank all over the United States. It gives me great pleasure, deep pride, to introduce a friend and a brother, Mr. Hank Stewart.
Wow, 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 wow. That was, I'm sitting over here beaming, man. I'm beaming. Thank you, Davida. Thank you, Janice.
You know me well enough to know I don't say nothing. I don't mean.
And I do know that's what makes me feel so good. I mean, that is awesome. Thank you for allowing me to be back on Sisters-in-Law. This is always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's always a pleasure for us too, Hank. I'm sitting around reading about the Hank Stewart Foundation, and the part I like the best is the Leaders of Tomorrow, developing programming for children. How did that get to be the foundation of the foundation?
Well, you know. You know, Dr. Dorothy Heisman said black women seldom do what they want to, but they always do what they have to. So I pulled a sister in with me, Gwen Mason. Dennis, you know Gwen very well. Gwen
She's
a Sarah. She's an amazing lady who has done a lot in the community. So we were sitting around talking 13 years ago about our leaders, and we saw a lot of our leaders transitioning. People like Terrell Slayton and Reverend James Orange, and you know, we were losing some great leaders, and we didn't see a whole lot of programs in place where we were developing new leaders. And so we said, instead of talking about it, let's try to do something about it. Let's deal about the work. And I had gotten some of the best training and tutelage under the Dennis Mathis and Joe Beasley and Reverend Jesse Jackson at the Rainbow Push. And so we were able to step out and start. We didn't want to duplicate anything. We wanted to add something that was new. And so we started the Stewart Foundation.
And it's been doing great work ever since. It's been a little while since I've actually been in Atlanta. Tell us some of what's going on with the Stewart Foundation right now.
Okay. Well, we got some great things that's going on. Monthly, like Davida said, we do monthly programs, Janice. We're in our social quarter right now. We just did our anti-bullying workshop, a networking workshop. And next month in July, our kids will have their annual etiquette workshop because they have their own White Linen affair that we'll talk a little bit more about. So the kids get an opportunity with a professional to talk about, you know, table etiquette, social media etiquette, how it can hurt you and how it can help you. It can help you and it can hurt you. So our kids will be doing that. As soon as we come out of White Linen, we go back into our we're on a fiscal year, so we go back into our first quarter, which will be August, September, October, teaching young people about financial wellness and health and wellness. So we do they have their own elections coming up because every year we select new officers who youth officers who lead us throughout the year. In November, we're going to our what we call our heart wrenching, our community service quarter. We feed the homeless in partnership with Antioch Baptist Church North. We have a home called Gilgal, which is for women who are recovering from substance abuse. So every year for the last 10 years, we'll come in there and we will bring, there's usually about 15 to 25 women. We'll get their Christmas wish and provide everything they want for Christmas, clothing, so they can get back into the work environment. And we'll take care of the agency. And then in January, our kids will sit at the feet of our elderly at A.G. Rose. It's usually around Dr. King's birthday every year. So our kids will go in and they'll interview them so they can get some of that wisdom. They play games with them, a game that we created called Kingo. Instead of bingo, it's King Facts. So we read out a question, and if you know, and they get the right answer, they put a chip on it. You have to be real careful with that one, though, Janice, because a lot of these things walk with Dr. King, so they know the real answer. You have to make sure all your facts are correct. February, March, and April is our educational quarter. And Janice, you've been a part of this with us for years. Black History Program in February, Women History Program, and we've also incorporated the Georgia Milestone Prep, where we bring out professional teachers, and they teach our young people how to get prepared for the test, as well as their parents to know what is expected from them and of the test. And then in April, David, like Janice mentioned, we do our career day. We average anywhere between 150 to 200 speakers. We partner with workforce development, so we're able to bring jobs to the students, permanent part-time jobs. And so that's some of the things that we do on a yearly basis. We also have what we call the Vote for Me campaign, where we go out and do voter registration. We partner with Helen Butler and the Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda, Dr. Lowry's organization, and our kids go out and we do the Vote for Me campaign, where they'll walk up and register voters. So we're really excited about
it. And I love that, because we can't vote. We're not old enough, so you need to go vote for me.
Exactly right.
It's an amazing thing that Helen helps to lead. We got to get Helen on the show, too. But, Hank, what is astonishing is how much you're able to do. If somebody wanted to volunteer to help out with the Stewart Foundation, what should they do? How do they contact you or Gwen?
It's real simple. Just go to the Stewart Foundation, STEWART Foundation.com. And we have, you can sign up on our volunteer list. You can also make donations. But you can actually see what we're doing every single month, get the pictures. One of the things, Janice, and you and I have talked about this on multiple occasions, we actually broadcast live. We do a lot of live feeds because I don't ever want anybody to think when they make a contribution or that, you know, that we Photoshop pictures or anything. So we go Facebook Live so you can see the workshops in hand with the children. We're out registering voters or whatever we're doing. And so the StewartFoundation.com is where you can actually register and get all of that information on a monthly basis and see our sponsors, the people who have invested in the foundation, from Delta, Coke, and UPS, and Merck, and Hartsfield Jackson, and Waste Management, and B103 WAOK, you know, all of our partners are on there, so you can see and continue to support those sponsors as well.
Well, Hank, the schedule is
from scratch. They say if you build it, they will come. We want to hear more about that, and of course about white linen. If you can stay with us through another segment, that would be wonderful.
I would love to.
You're listening to Sisters-in-Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hello, my name is Hank Stewart. You're listening to Sisters-in-Law with my girl Janice and DeVita on 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Got a legal question?
Hello?
Need some advice? Call Janice and DeVita Mathis now at 404-892-2703. The Sisters-in-Law are on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Somewhere on the way.
Good afternoon, Atlanta, and welcome back to Sisters-in-Law on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're talking to our dear friend and great American, Hank Stewart, about the Stewart Foundation. If you'd like more information about the Stewart Foundation, you can go to thestewartfoundation.com. There's a lot of information there. Hank, we want to talk about the White Linen Affair.
Wow. I love talking about the White Linen Affair, so I'm excited. This year, the White Linen Affair is going to be our best one ever, DeVita. I'm so excited. It starts out on Friday, July the 27th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Peachtree City with a golf tournament. Billy White Shoes Johnson is our celebrity host for it, and we've got a lot of athletes and entertainers as well playing in that golf tournament. But this year, for the first time, we're doing, Janice, what we call three think tanks for white linen for children between the ages of 14 and 24. The think tanks are technology, aviation, and advocacy. Let me say them again. Technology, aviation, and advocacy. And so we'll have about 300 young people between 14 and 24. We'll divide them in half. 150 will get an opportunity to choose between aviation and technology. And the other 150 will go into an advocacy workshop. The advocacy workshop will be people with civil rights, human rights, and environmental rights talking to our young people about advocacy, teaching them how to advocate the correct way. The 150 that would be between the technology and aviation, they get a chance to, Hartsfield Jackson is coming out, and Vita, they're doing something very special. They're bringing helicopters out there at the hotel, air traffic controllers, pilots, mechanics, anything that deals with aviation, they're coming. They have about 15 vendors so the kids can talk to the vendors. And then we have people who are doing amazing work in technology. They'll come together at noon for lunch, and then they flip-flop. The 150 that went to the advocacy gets to choose between aviation and technology, and the ones who went to the aviation and technology have to go into the advocacy. So at the end of the day at 4 o'clock, we'll have at least 300 young people who've gone through some advocacy training and had an opportunity to talk about technology and aviation. And then we come back to we're at the hotel, we do our kickoff reception, and that night we have a great concert with Mike Phillips and a young lady by the name of Sandy Red out of Chicago, two amazing talents, hosted by Brad James from For Better For Worse with Tyler Perry and Sage Turner, who's a singer. And then MC Lightfoot is going to do some comedy with us. And then at the hotel, they have an amphitheater. Peachtree City has a noise ordinance that goes into effect around 10 o'clock. So we decided to get around that and have a soundless party. So we have DJs that's going to be out in the amphitheater outdoors, and you can have a headset and party old school hip-hop, reggae outside. And then we have a casino night back in the hotel. So that goes on to about 2 o'clock in the morning. We wake up. On Saturday morning, we have yoga, biking, all kind of trails that you can go out and just enjoy Peachtree City. Our kids have their literary cafe, and then they have their own white linen affair. About another 150, 160 kids will partake in that. This year, their theme is Black Panther. And so they get to choose from books and then go into their own white linen affair. After that, we have a couch conversation and cappuccino with Congressman John Lewis, and then we have a red carpet, a day party around the pool, and then people get an opportunity to change, come back out, and go to the red carpet. And the evening we have, I'm so excited about this year, we have Howard Hewitt performing. We have a fashion show with Brayman Leon, and we're honoring two amazing humanitarians. I'm the one that I have to tell you all about, Ingrid Saunders, Ms. Ingrid Saunders Jones, the former chair of the Coca-Cola Foundation, now the executive, chair of the National Council of Negro Women, and Rick Baker, who's a humanitarian, who's done a lot behind the scenes and sponsoring young people with camps and things of that nature, financially supporting a lot of our civil rights legends. We're honoring those two. We have a Love Jones After Dark, which is an open mic, and then an old school party with DJ Lonnie Love, and we'll close the weekend out with Sunday morning worship, and Reverend Anthony Motley is our Sunday morning speaker. So we're really excited about this year. The entire weekend is $100, can't beat it, or $65 per day if you want to do a day pass. So it's going to be great. We've already sold the hotel the Crown Plaza out, but next door, right next door, the Hilton Gardens is honoring our room rate, and you can stay there in Peachtree City.
Well, Hank, my head is spinning. I got two questions.
Okay.
How on earth can children get involved in these great activities? Is it too late?
No, it's not. Just go to thestewartfoundation.com, and the parents can register their children. And the first 160 children that register for the Youth White Linen, they come, and it's at no cost to them. That's what, you know, the sponsorships and has provided. We have never charged a child a dime to come to any event for 13 years. All of our workshops are free. We provide breakfast and lunch for the kids, for the young people. We just don't ever want to turn a child away or a parent away because they don't have the resources. So, you know, everything is free. So go to thestewartfoundation.com, register your child, and you'll get monthly updates and anything. And we have all kinds of things. Like when Janice was the executive director of the Rainbow Push, she would call and say, look, we want some of your kids to come to the Rainbow Push conference with Reverend Jackson. And so it gives those parents access to not only events that we're doing, but other events that that we have access to. The National Black College Hall of Fame, they do things, so they get an opportunity to go to pageants and workshops and things of that nature. So we, you know, we try to make sure we keep our ear on the ground, and anything that we think will enhance our children's lives, we try to bring them, you know, bring it to them.
Well, Hank, the other part of that question. Go on, Jan.
I was just going to say, I love the aviation aspect because there are so many careers in transportation, especially aviation. We got the biggest, baddest airport in the world. It's only right that our children would be exposed to those careers. My question, Hank, and I know you got another question, Davida, but how do you do all of that for $100? You know, I've done events.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's sponsors make that possible. And ticket sales, you know, when we have some great sponsors. I don't want to start calling a whole lot of names because you start leaving people out. But the sponsors make it, you know, make it possible for us to do that and throughout the year. And so, you know, I post pictures all year long, and I tell people when they buy a ticket, even if you can't come to the White Linen Affair, you know, we always encourage people to buy tickets because it does allow us to continue to do the work that we do throughout the year. Let me go back, Janice, real quick to what you said. Hartsville Jackson, Myrna White over Hartsville sent her whole team to partner with us on this aviation piece. Because there's going to be a shortage of air traffic controllers and pilots and all of that, Delta Airlines is sending a bunch of pilots. We got all kind of aviation people. So you're right. There's so many jobs that our young people, some that requires, you know, college, some that you can walk right into. So it gives us an immediate need. There's two things that I want to say real quick. I sit on the board for Workforce Development and National Juvenile Defender Center in D.C. Janice, when I saw you in D.C., I was there for a board meeting. And those two organizations give us access. The Workforce Development allows the Stewart Foundation to bring our expertise to Worksource and bring the jobs back to the community. So we've been able to give permanent part-time jobs. And also, and we're also in a program right now with the Solicitor's Office in DeKalb County, a GOALS program. GOALS stands for Gaining Opportunity and Living Smart. So we also have an opportunity every third Friday to work with the Solicitor's Office and talk with young people who made a bad choice. They made a, you know, it was a comma and it shouldn't be a period in their lives. And so we get an opportunity to get them through that period, I mean, through that comma, through that bad decision. And their records are sealed, so it doesn't hinder them from going to college and housing and, you know, all the things that you all defend as lawyers, as amazing women in the law field. So I'm excited about what we're doing, where our tentacles are with the Stewart Foundation.
Well, Hank, I'm so glad to have you as our guest. You've answered almost everything, but I don't know how you make aviation and advocacy two different sides of the same coin. You're the only person I know that can make aviation and advocacy cool, and also etiquette. But knowing you can do it all. If you want to get involved in these activities, and who wouldn't? I'm old and I want to get involved. Go to thestewartfoundation.com. Get on this train because there's a whole lot on it and a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, you say that NCNW is, you're going to get a little envelope from us from Washington. We are thoroughly in your corner, and we are purchasing a batch of tickets You can do with them whatever you want to do with them. I plan to be there. Ingrid Saunders Jones, the national chair of NCNW, obviously will be there to be honored. It's a pleasure to be associated with you. You make me very proud.
You taught me well. I promise you, Janice, I was listening. I promise you, I was listening, DeVita. I mean, and I can't. You know, somebody said, you know, Hank, you know, why do you do? I mean, when you sit with a Janice Mathis and a Joe Beasley, and a, you know, and a Ingrid Saunders Jones, or you sit down with the late Rita Sammons and Helen Butler, or so many other Reverend Jesse Jackson, you can't help but be conscious. You know, Stokely Carmichael says it's the responsibility of the conscious to make the unconscious conscious of the unconscious behavior. So I'm just trying to do my part. Thank you all for allowing me to be on this awesome show. I look forward to it every year.
Anytime, and we hope to see you at the White Linen Affair. Thank you so much.
Thank
Hank Stewart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Sisters-in-Law News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Legal issues. The Sisters-in-Law on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.